Pain That Saves by Rumi. I'm going to read it for you twice. Delusion is a divine curse that makes someone envious, conceited, malicious, so that he doesn't know the evil he does will strike him back. If he could see his nothingness and his deadly, festering wound, pain would arise from looking within, and that pain would save him. Delusion is a divine curse that makes someone envious, conceited, malicious, so that he doesn't know the evil he does will strike him back. If he could see his nothingness and his deadly, festering wound, pain would arise from looking within, and that pain would save him. And there's Rumi spitting mad truths from hundreds of years ago that are reflected in spiritual traditions from thousands of years ago. Y'all are smart people, so I don't really think I need to spend time extrapolating or waxing spiritually about what this poem means. But it really does remind me a lot of Carl Jung's shadow and how we need to face our shadow side, the parts of us we'd rather disown, the parts of us we bury down, the parts of us we wish weren't there, in order to fully integrate and thus self-actualize. And until that happens, we'll never be happy, we'll never be content, because there will always be this part of us that we disown. And through that disowning these feelings of envy and conceit and malice and, you know, other sundry uncomfortable so-called dark emotions will manifest within us. And you know what? We all got those, and that's okay. So we might as well figure out where they stem from in our being and tend and befriend. Which also reminds me of Tara Brach's brain practice for sitting with difficult emotions, which is recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. And not sure about you, which I feel like is a catchphrase that I'm using these days, but I'm not sure about you, but I could really remember to use rain more these days when difficult, challenging emotionals come up and, you know, pierce me through the heart, as they do all of us. And so with that, I will leave you with reading Rumi one more time, because his words are so beautiful. Again, this is Pain That Saves. Delusion is a divine curse that makes someone envious, conceited, malicious, so that he doesn't know the evil he does will strike him back. If he could see his nothingness and his deadly festering wound, pain would arise from looking within, and that pain would save him. What pains are going to save you today? What pains are going to save me? We'll have to live through the day to find out. And with that, dear friends, if you're in the GTA, high UV index, put on that sunscreen. If you're not in the GTA, my little West Coast beauties, I don't know. I don't check the weather. I don't think the sun's up yet, but it probably is. You're further north than us. And it's like, what, 7:30-ish now? Oh yeah, no, the sun will be up. Anyway, no matter where you are listening to this, get like 3 liters of water in your system a day. Replenish. Take good care of yourselves. Be kind to each other. As always, thank you for listening. And as always, I love you so much. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Oh, also one more thing. If you ever feel like forwarding these to someone you think might enjoy it, by all means, go right ahead. Yeah. Okay. That's it for realsies. Bye. I love you.